Greetings, friends. This is Steve Dupuy for the Bible News Prophecy Program with Dr. Bob Teal, bringing you news and analysis of world events in light of Bible prophecy. Dr. Teal, many political analysts are offering opinions about a major rift between the European Union and the United States. Where do you think this is headed?
Well, the European Union is simply not pleased with the United States. And they're actually moving toward a new world order without U.S. leadership. Here's a headline this week. The West as we know it no longer exists, says Ursula von der Leyen, who is the president of the European Commission. She was asked if America was a friend, a former friend, or an opponent. And she said, she avoided these types of classifications while admitting, according to this article, this was complicated. You'd think she'd go out and say, oh, we're our allies and our friends. She wouldn't do that anymore.
Okay.
Then she talks about Europe, says she got this European project, and she says there's 12 countries that want to go to end. They're on a waiting list. That's about 150 million people. They've already got 450 million people. So, I mean, you're talking a huge amount of people if they get all of them. And she said that one of the positive effects, side effects of Donald Trump's tariff situation is that more world leaders want to deal with the European Union. She said, quote, I'm currently having countless talks with heads of state and government around the world who want to work with us on the new order. Everyone is asking for more trade with Europe. And it's not just economic ties. It's about establishing common rules. It's about predictability. Europe can deliver that. She says, Europe is wide awake to the opportunity, and this can play, as I've mentioned before, a strong role in the new world order that is slowly emerging. So they want to lead it, and they want the United States out of the way. Yeah. Now, last month, there was a conference, the World Forum in Berlin, and it says a new world order with European values is what they were calling for. Now, somebody wrote about this, said this is chilling because of how the European Union works. Says that given their current laws on limiting political speech, a new world order based on European values is hardly an inviting prospect for those who believe in a robust democratic and free speech values. Well, anyway, that's that article. Well, anyway, a European New World Order will not be democratic, and it will be put in place, and the European Union is helping to set that up now.
Just what is the European Union doing that will help set up a new world order?
They're establishing manufacturing standards, and they're making trade deals all over the world who are contacting it, partially because of U.S. tariffs and tariff threats. Now, as far as what's going to happen militarily with this European order, I want to read something from Daniel. Daniel chapter 11, verse 39 says, thus he shall act against the strongest fortresses with a foreign god, which he shall acknowledge, and advance its glory, and he shall cause them to rule over many and divide the land for gain, end quote.
How does that particular verse from Daniel support the idea of a European-led new world order?
Well, that he, in Daniel 11, is the European king of the north. Now, who's got the strongest fortresses? If you look in Daniel 11, you go further down, we have to eliminate the king of the south, which is basically the Arab, much of the Arab Muslim world. We have to eliminate places like Russia and Asia because those in the north and the east don't get involved until verse 44. Then you consider places like Latin America or Africa. And they don't have anything that looks like the strongest fortresses. The strongest fortresses belong to the United States, and to a much smaller degree, it's English-speaking allies that are with it, what's called the Five-Eye Alliance. And they've led the present world order. Thus, in current times, Daniel 11:39 looks to be describing the British American nations that are being destroyed. And some, by the way, might call this World War III.
So are you saying that the book of Daniel is prophesying the destruction and defeat of the United States of America?
Yes. Once the United States and the other five eyes are out of the way, the King of the North will likely declare a new world order of peace has been ushered in. And that's consistent with Jeremiah 6, 14 to 15, warning about peace statements from one associated with abomination.
So the biblical King of the North is the European Union?
No, it's not the European Union as currently structured.
Okay.
But Europe is going to change. And the Bible talks about lands being divided. Well, it's likely that Mexico is going to gain back some of the lands that it ceded to the United States. I believe Russia is going to end up with probably at least parts of Alaska, maybe Canada. The Irish want to control Northern Ireland. And because of U.S. debt, by the way, a Russian professor predicted this stuff was going to happen in the United States in the 21st century. Now, the Bible itself teaches that the Assyrians, people from basically North Central Europe, are going to punish a hypocritical nation. And here's what we read in Isaiah 10, verses 5 and 6, Old King James. O Assyria, the rod of my anger and the staff in their hand is mine indignation. I will send him against an hypocritical nation. And in the book of Hosea, chapter 11, we read, Israel, Ephraim, the Assyrian shall be his king because they refused to repent.
Let me see, do I have this right? The nation with the strongest fortresses is also the hypocritical nation of the Bible, which is also the United States. And the European King of the North defeats the United States, which is also the hypocritical nation.
Yes, and Christians should realize that when Jesus came, he clearly condemned the hypocritical religious leaders of his day more directly than those who were more physically obvious sinners. Now, that's not to say that the other nations don't have sin and they won't be punished. And the European Assyrians are going to be punished according to Isaiah chapter 10, verses 12 to 19. But the punishment first begins on those who should have known better. And that would include those of the United States. You know, the Bible talks about in the book of Deuteronomy that those who received biblical blessings should not be surprised when they receive biblical curses for disobedience. While the gospel warning message is going to be made fairly clear to the English-speaking peoples by the Philadelphian Christians prior to Daniel 11:39 being fulfilled, but because the British American nations are not likely to heed that warning, they'll refuse to repent, they're going to have to answer for their lack of response. And Bible shows, by the way, that the survivors are actually going to be taken captive. Yet instead of being worried about this coming beast power, the United States and its other British allies seem to be encouraging the development of a major military power in Europe right now. And this is something that the Brits and the Americans are going to come to regret. Now, the Bible teaches in Revelation 13, verse 8, that all who dwell on the earth are going to worship him whose names have not been written in the book of life, the Lamb slain from the foundations of the world. Now, that him is this Babylonian European beast power. And what the Bible tells us in the book of Ephesians, chapter 2, verse 2, that Satan's the prince of the power of the air. And he's worked to set the stage for this beast to have religious and secular supporters of various types. For example, you've got secular organizations like the World Economic Forum, the United Nations, and the Bilderberg Group. They all support this type of ecumenical interfaith merged religion, allowing for certain differences. And they actually want to write their own holy book, by the way, holy book, with artificial intelligence. And they all promote what you would call a globalist agenda, which is consistent with warnings in the Bible, such as Revelation chapter 17. So does the European Union. But its view is that they should be leading the new world order. Now, that was their view before the recent statements from Donald Trump. But they've wanted to do this for a long time. Actually, getting back to Donald Trump, an unintended consequence of Donald Trump is that his presence has tended to push various globalist groups closer together. And this that's not just because he's 47th president of the United States, that's not going to end. By not appreciating warnings contained in biblical prophecies, many are pushing in a direction that will end in death and destruction that the Bible warns to flee from in Revelation chapter 18, verses 2 to 19.
I have not heard this understanding of world events from any other source. Have you been shouting out a warning about these events in the past?
Oh, yes. From a book I read and wrote in 2009 to present. And the reality is Europeans have long wanted to run the world. Now, with policies and statements from Donald Trump and his administration, top leaders of Europe are speaking out publicly now about their desire for a new world order that they wish to lead. While European Union is not yet the beast of Revelation 13, 3 to 10, its leaders are taking steps towards that. Now, I want to read about one of the leaders that's rising up right now in Europe. And this came out a couple of weeks back, or last month. It says, after more than 80 years, Germany once again has a Führer who's in no way inferior to the old one in terms of megalomania, Friedrich Merz. And then here's another article. Friedrich Merz, the man Europe has been waiting for. Friedrich Merz, Germany's new chancellor, has ushered in a paradigm shift already. This is most pronounced on defense and security, with Germany now poised to take an unprecedented amount of debt to rebuild its military and the wider European armed industry. Germany is back, Merz declared. It's a strong and clear signal to our citizens and to Europe that Germany is getting a strong and capable government. Now, while I don't believe that Germany's Chancellor Friedrich Merz is the Führer like Adolf Hitler, the Bible talks to a reorganization coming to Europe that will result in a dictator. In Revelation chapter 17, starting in verse 12, we read, "The 10 horns which you saw are 10 kings, which receive no kingdom as yet, but they receive authority for 1 hour as kings with the beast." This is not a democracy. Verse 13, "These are of one mind, and they will give their power and authority to the beast." Europe is going to reorganize. European New World Order will be militaristic, brutal, and will have totalitarian controls. As far as the military goes, Revelation 13, starting verse 3, says, "And I saw one of his heads as if it had been mortally wounded." Okay? Nobody thinks Europe can rise up militarily. They think it's done. Wow. Get this. "And his deadly wound was healed. And all the world marveled. And they followed the beast. And they worshiped the dragon who gave authority to the beast. And they worshiped the beast saying, 'Who's like the beast? Who can make war with him?'" You're going to say this because once he's knocked off the United States, etc., that's going to be the case. And say he's going to give say great things and blasphemy. He's going to have authority for 42 months. And then you go further. We read about the mark of the beast. They're going to control buying and selling. If you don't worship the beast, they'll kill you. Now, the reality is that the so-called Holy Roman Empire was mortally wounded, but has begun to rise again in Europe. There will be a new world order. It'll be led by a Führer worse than Adolf Hitler. And by pushing Europe to become militaristic and with the trade issues, a new world order is in the process of being formed. It's not going to be nice, but according to biblical prophecy, it's going to be led by a European dictator until Jesus returns. Of course, remember, Jesus said that he who endures to the end will be saved, and we're to pray for God's kingdom to come, even though this new world order is in the process of coming that Jesus will eliminate one day.
Thank you, Dr. Teal. For more interviews with Dr. Teal, in addition to written as well as audio articles, visit our website at BibleNewsProphecy.net. This is Steve Dupuy for the Bible News Prophecy Program.